welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's season 5, episode 13, episode number 193. There's Brooklyn in the background. How's it going?
Hear that? Hold on, I'll just mute.
You know what? You know what I say to Brooklyn? Would you just shut up, man?
That's what I would say to Brooklyn. Dude, it has been so loud here recently. The sirens have been on high alert a lot more. The frequency of the sirens has been noticeably.
Well, that's because you're in more. An anarchist zone now.
Apparently. Right. Apparently. So, yeah, this is a multiple times a day occurrence. So. I don't know.
I'm really sorry.
I don't know. I'm trying not to think about it.
Awesome. So, yeah, it's, you know, I thought last week was a week and this week was a week.
And we're only Wednesday.
And it's Wednesday. So, you know, we have a new Supreme Court nominee. And I promise, guys, this is actually, we're not going to talk about politics much this show. We decided this morning that we all need a break. We need a break. So, but Saturday was the new nominee, and everybody thought that that was going to be the topic of conversation for the next 6 weeks. Hold my beer, because on Sunday night, somebody dumped Donald Trump's taxes for the last 15 years, and holy shit, that story is insane.
And you spoiler, paid more taxes though. Than him.
Yes,
everyone has paid more taxes than him.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure my cat has paid more taxes than Donald Trump.
I know my cat has cost more than Donald Trump. But maybe not in grooming. I mean, she's not $70,000 a year in hair write-offs, but still. Gosh, so that was Sunday, and like you were like, oh my God, this is going to be like the thing. And then something happened Monday, and I don't even remember, but like Tuesday morning was earpiece gate, which was also the stupidest thing to happen this election cycle because it wasn't real.
Oh, I missed that one.
I missed that one too.
So essentially, the Trump campaign in some form leaked to like Page Six or something even dumber, I'm not sure, that he had challenged Joe Biden to like get an earpiece check, because the conspiracy was that the radical left was going to like whisper into his ear with an earpiece and give him the debate answers because he has dementia. I know, it's like the dumbest thing, right? And most of the internet collectively, you know, cracked up hysterically at him. And given the fact that none of the MAGAs on my Facebook feed have actually really focused on that since the debate, I'm guessing that it just didn't stick the landing quite right, because it was dumb. But and then we had the debate last night. So we're recording a day later than usual. We're recording on Wednesday because we all wanted to watch the debate. At one point, I thought last night that I was going to like pee my pants. I was so nervous. But it ended up, you know, being exactly what we thought it was going to be. A whole lot of old orange man screaming.
Oh, my God. Oh, it was awful.
It was so awful.
Hey,
Kim. So we're also surprise live tonight for anybody that wants to watch us. We literally posted the link like 10 minutes before we started. So we've got Sherry and Matt and John and Kim here. Hello. But yeah, no, it was, God, that debate was knucking futs.
Yep. Hard to watch. I mean, if you listen to any news today, all the words to explain what yesterday was have already been taken. So, but yeah, I'm almost glad I watched it in real time, because I don't think I could have actually completely comprehended just how much of a shit show it was if I hadn't watched it myself.
Yeah, I was trying to catch Mike up this morning, because he and Aaron didn't watch it, and I was like, look, I was like, Mike, it was like his Twitter feed come to life. Like, I can't describe it any worse, any better than that. It was like every non-sequitur that he tweets or says when he's in a Fox News interview, and like they try to guide him along, but nobody was guiding him along, because even Chris Wallace, you know, like 5 minutes in was like, I just can't with this fucking crazy person.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like
he lost the reins very early, and he did. Never got it back.
And at one point I felt kind of bad for him, because I do think that Chris Wallace takes his job seriously, but like he did this thing where he was talking to him like Alex had a meltdown in the car today because his teacher wouldn't let him bring his blanket home that he uses at nap time, and he wanted to bring it home, and because of COVID they can't bring things back and forth. So he had a fucking meltdown in the car on the way home. And I kept being like, you know, I kept saying things to Alex in the car tonight that I heard Chris Wallace say to Donald Trump last night. He was like, Mr. President, you're going to be happy in a minute. Calm down. That is something that a parent says to a child. Yep. Like, it was that level of crazy. So.
Yeah. I remember the 2016 debates. It was very, like, if you've ever been in any sort of abusive relationship, it was very sort of triggering because it's very much, it was very much that.
Yeah, yeah.
And these debates, there's that too, because he's being a total bully and, you know, has that same dynamic. But added on top of that, I think, was definitely, just like you said, Colleen, this level of childishness that was just pretty spectacular, but very embarrassing.
And there was even a point like where Joe Biden, because he handled it fairly well. There were some things that I wish he would have said. Like, I understand he didn't want to make it into a referendum on, like, the kids because, you know, whatever. I guess he's old school.
Yeah, no, I think he did great like on that.
But, like, and he did great, but I really wish that he would have been like, hey, so why were your children and you all banned from charity work because you all were skimping from it? Why is Eric Trump, you know, why is he, like, stealing money from children with cancer? Like, do you want to go into that? I mean, like, why is Ivanka getting patents from China? Like, but whatever. Okay. I'm sure, you know, we've got two more of these and that might come up at some point. But he did this thing a couple of times where he like went like this and was like, and I also find myself doing that several times a day. I'm like, all right, take a deep breath. Children, stop throwing things. Tell me why you're crying. Let me know so I can help.
Yeah. Let's work on developing impulse control.
Right. Use your words and sentences. Donald Trump used his words and not sentences last night. It was it was bad, guys, wasn't it? The whole thing.
It was bad. Like, I don't see how you could walk away from watching that and be like, oh yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy. He's totally capable. I trust him completely and utterly. Like, I just...
Yeah. It boggles the mind.
It does boggle the mind.
And somebody that I work with, not in my office, but like one of the lawyers that I work with in general, had posted something on Facebook today. And she was like, the exact same thing that you just said, Amanda. Like, have you watched that performance? What is it that still makes you want to vote for Trump? And somebody was like, well, I don't agree with any of the Democrat platform and I don't like them. And the conservative platform is just what I want. And I don't like Trump, but that's what I have to do because I don't have another option. And I'm like, can we stop? This is crazy. First of all, Joe Biden is a moderate. And he has met the progressives halfway on many things, which I guess... cool, because he could have just been like, fuck you, I've got the vote, whatever. But like, I don't know. I mean, just if you can look at the platform of somebody that's like children in cages, no healthcare, like I get it. You think healthcare is a choice. Okay, cool. I think my body is a choice. Can we meet halfway somewhere there maybe? Like, I don't know. It seems like that might be a good place to start.
Yeah. Although I will say, like, maybe we just need to do better as a party of taking that back. Because the fact of the matter is, if you want abortion, like if you're against abortion, if that's going to be your one issue that you vote on, okay. But you have to vote Democrat in that case, because the fact of the matter is abortions go down under Democrats.
But they don't see that. They don't see that data. Like, they don't see it and they don't believe it, because I've actually seen a lot of women that I know and even men that I know that have posted some of the statistics that are like Democrat, Republicans, Democrat presidents, Republican presidents, and just like, you know, the graph over the last like 50 years or 40 years, however long Roe has been in. It's been 40 something. Sorry, people that were born in the 70s. I don't mean to age you. I apologize. I just don't know math beyond what I am. So I know the people that were born in 80 are turning 40 this year. Okay. I'm there. So I know it's 40 something, but, shit, I don't know where I was going with this, but,
the actual truth and numbers and statistics don't matter to them.
It doesn't matter. Cause remember I told you guys the week after the 2016 election. Hey, Gott's here too now.
Hey,
the week after the 2016 election, I sat down with my parents and explained to them that Planned Parenthood is not an abortion factory, and like showed them. I was like, look, you can go to their website, you can type in what locations do what services, and look, not every location does abortion, so it's not an abortion factory. And they left, and I felt good about it when I went to sleep that night. They were like, okay. And then like 2 days later, they were back to like repeating the same stuff. So it's just, it is what it is. Anyway.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. We are at 10 minutes. And
even the ones that do abortions, you have to pay for them because that's not covered. But whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that my tax dollars were paying for abortions and every illegal immigrant in the history of the whole world to just exist.
I mean, what tax dollars, though? Apparently, we don't have to pay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't have to pay. Depreciation, Shandy. Anyway, okay. We said
if you're smart enough, you don't have to pay your taxes.
Right. If you're smart enough, you don't have to have any sense of like civil solidarity.
Or you could just be squander
every profit you've ever made, and then you don't have to pay your taxes. It's that simple.
Look, guys, we were doing it wrong this whole time. You guys could have paid $70,000 in hair treatment for the year. Amanda, this whole time, you've only been doing one haircut a year. Little did you know, you could have gotten it and
I'm really missing the write-offs here. I'm really missing out. See, I'm just not smart enough.
Do you know that yesterday I had my I showered in the morning and let it be wet for a meeting I had, and then like a couple hours later I left the office, saw Jane, who was like, "Your hair looks really bad. Is it unhealthy?" I don't know. I haven't gotten a cut since like the first day that we were allowed to do it in May. So I guess maybe I'm due. So I have a haircut for Friday morning now. I was like, you're right. It does kind of look a little bit split-endy.
I haven't had a haircut since my terrible haircut in February, but I'm still a bit nervous to go to the hair salon.
No, it's not that bad because, I mean, at least here it's not. I don't know what's like there. You're a different situation than me. But like here, it's only the two women. Like it's the two women own like the building, and it's like a little townhouse they transformed into a studio or a salon. And you have to call them or text them when you get outside, and then they'll walk you in to make sure nobody else is out. And they've left like a half hour in between appointments so they can clean up, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's got to wear their mask. But anyway, good times. Anyway, all right. So, yes, we got our – sorry, Gott. You came in 10 minutes too late. We were decided to actually just have fun tonight because we had a lot of very – topical heavy issues, and we have three voicemails from Maggie, so I can't imagine that it's not going to get political at the end of the show, but
so we're going to try our best at the top.
And to be fair, if you want to hear us talk more about politics, just tune in next Monday.
Yes, at 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Or Tuesday. We can always push it.
We can always push it to Tuesday. And I will let you know, I mean, I will know if my flight is super delayed, I will obviously know way ahead of time. So, yeah, fingers crossed that it's going to be one of those Colleen trips. We haven't had one of these things in such a long time.
That's true.
Man. Oh, it's like old times.
People are getting haircuts, going on trips.
Yeah. Before I forget, today is September 30th. Happy International Podcasting Day.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Which I always thought was a very apropos day because October 1st is the Lost Podcast and the Jane Jack Network's anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah. So October 1st, we actually coincide a lot of things. Like they started Patreon. We started Patreon October 1st. They started the Lost Podcast on October 1st. Jade started Geek Dead Life on October 1st.
Was that on purpose?
Yes, it was actually.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, you might as well just remember one anniversary. And by you, I mean me. Not that I would forget it, but still, you know. I am getting older. But anyway.
Yeah. And tomorrow's the full moon. There are two full moons in the month of October. We start and finish the month with a full moon.
Ooh.
The full moon is... So the second one in October is October 31st, a.k.a. Halloween, which this year falls on a Saturday. I feel like... this is not the year to have COVID. This would have been the perfect Halloween.
It would have been the perfect Halloween.
That's a real bummer.
Yeah, it kind of is. That's a super bummer.
Yeah. I agree. It really is.
I still got 3 pumpkins, though. I'm not getting any candy for kids because I don't want to, like, encourage bad behavior. They shouldn't be.
Oh, what we're doing is we're just going to put it at the end of the driveway. Can you just put it, like, outside on your stoop so they don't have to come to your door, but they can still pick some?
I don't know. They've told people here not to go trick-or-treating, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought about putting out
cans going in the communal. Like, yeah, it's like you're supposed to avoid communal. I suppose if you laid them on, like, a tray and people could grab without having to grab anything else. I suppose that you could do that.
Like down the block, individual.
Yeah, just line it up along your driveway. Just like.
You could do that, though. I mean, just you have a baking tray, right?
A line of candy leading up to your house? That's creepy.
That'd actually be really
weird.
That is really creepy.
Is it totally, though?
In the spirit of the holiday. Shandy.
You should do the line of candy, and then at the very top where, like, it ends, it should be, like, the king-sized bar.
Oh.
It's just a giant bottle of hand sanitizer. With some pumpkins around it, so it's festive.
Oh, man. I don't know. We're doing a ball at the end of the driveway. Nobody ever comes to us anyway. We're so far down. But,
yeah.
That was what we were planning on doing. But anyway... Silly. Does anybody have anything to talk about before we move on? Anybody do anything interesting, exciting?
I don't know how interesting or exciting this is, but it kind of made my day yesterday. I went on a walk that I go on a lot at lunch, and there's, like, on the trail, like, you can go sort of to this little dead end, and at the dead end, there's a big rock that's kind of like a natural altar, just there, like naturally there. And it's like, it's flat on top. Like it's very much like an altar, and people just like put things there. Like they'll make little cairns or they'll put leaves or like, you know, in like little shapes and stuff. And it's always changing, what's up there. And, anyway, I went yesterday and as I'm approaching it, I see like this super tall thing. There's like wood going on. I'm like, oh, that's different than usual. And I walk up and somebody had made an altar. It said on like 2 little pieces of wood, one of them said, God help us all. So I was like, huh? The other one said, RIP RBG.
Aww. Oh.
But it was so touching. And like nobody's touched it so far. I added a leaf. Yeah.
I baked a cake this weekend. That was pretty exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, and a cake.
It was like a harvest cake, it was called. So it had an apple in it. It had half a butternut squash in it, which you think would be weird in a cake, but it just made it really like chewy and like yummy. It just added to the texture. It was really nice.
All right.
And then we froze half of it because apparently you can freeze baked goods so that you don't eat them all at once.
Yeah. Like what people do with their wedding cakes.
Yep, didn't know that was a thing you could do. So I've got a half a cake in my freezer. So
nice.
We'll see.
Just take that out whenever it tickles your fancy.
Yeah, nice. It might come out tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see.
Is there any icing with it?
No, but I did make some homemade whipped cream to go with it.
Oh, okay.
Which was real good.
Nice. Yeah. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, cool. It was pretty exciting. Fall, like I'm not normally a baker, but something about like fall weather makes me. And like being home all the time now kind of makes me a little more eager to use my oven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I've had a really string of terrible luck that I've been trying to make food for my, like a new food for my family once a week. And it went through like 4 or 5 weeks where literally they all hated it. I tried to make a stir fry and I cooked the noodles wrong and everybody threw theirs out and I cried. It was bad.
Oh no.
I know. It was embarrassing. It was bad because who the fuck can't make a stir fry with vegetables and noodles, right? Me. I couldn't. So anyway, I had a string of them where I struck out and, you know, it all ended up in the garbage except for me. But this past week, I actually bought a cookbook at Target. It was like one of those skinny taste ones. And I opened it when I was looking at it in the store to a page that was like tomato soup and grilled cheese. And I was like, sold, let's get this one.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so this on Sunday, I actually enlisted Zach's help, which I figured would persuade him to be more likely to try it. We made these cheeseburger egg rolls, and they were actually really good.
Nice.
And Jay thought it was, he was like, egg rolls are hard. We can't do egg rolls. They're hard. He was like, you're not ready for egg rolls. And I was like, I don't know. It looks pretty easy.
We have little faith.
Yeah. And I was like, it looks pretty easy. I mean, the instructions are pretty simple. You roll it up and then you bake it. But okay, let me just try it. But we did. And you know what? It was really good. And Zachary ended up eating the most out of all of us, which he usually eats zero. Like, the order of people that will eat the new things that I've tried is me, Alex, Jay, and Zachary.
Alex has got your back.
He's got my back. He's sort of like, Zach used to eat so much more. But anyway, yeah, so we did that. And it was really good. So if anyone wants the recipe, let me know. So I don't know, it was really good. I don't know. I did it. I did something good this weekend. I cried when they all threw the stir fry away. I was like, they're not that bad. And they were like, they're overcooked or they're soggy noodles.
Noodles are tough, particularly a stir fry noodle. Rice is usually a little more forgiving.
Whatever. Anyway, it was sad. I did this buffalo chicken taquitos that I thought were delicious, but everybody else was like, too much cream cheese. We can't eat these. And I was like, oh my God, you're all the worst. That was literally, that was the complaint though. Jay ate both of them because I gave everybody two, but the children were like, Zach, because Alex followed Zach's lead. And I was like, they were like, it's too cheesy. And I was like, what child says something is too cheesy? What is wrong with you people? So
no such thing. No such thing.
I know. Anyway, yeah, so I made something everybody liked, and that was good. It was a thing that happened.
Congrats.
Yeah, much like the debate, it was a thing that happened. But it was a more pleasurable experience than whatever that was.
Mm. Oh, I remembered why I made the cake. Great British Baking Show is back. Yeah. Speaking of happy things.
Oh, is it on Netflix? Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah, yeah. So what they're doing so that we can all have something good in 2020 is that all the contestants and the judges and the hosts all like are living in a bubble. They're doing a quarantine bubble for the length of production. So whereas like it's the way they normally do the show is like they're there for like 3 days and then they go home for the week so they can like practice and like live their life and then they come back.
Yeah. Which always actually
they film, but that we all can have something nice and positive to think about.
Oh my God. Okay.
And it was really great. So it's really exciting. And it was cake week. So you kind of can't watch it without eating cake.
So you said it's on Netflix though.
It is on Netflix. Yes.
Nice. Okay. I still haven't watched that, but I did watch most of the second season of Pen 15 that was mentioned last.
Oh, I watched that social thing.
Oh,
The Social Dilemma?
Yes.
Speaking of positive things.
What did you think? What did
you think?
It was interesting. I mean, it was probably accurate. I've seen so many people that I know radicalized that way. Because of our discussion, I kind of had a feeling where I was getting to. So Jay kept threatening. He was like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to take Instagram off my phone. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to take Instagram off my phone. I was like, you don't have to take it off your phone. I was like, you don't have to take it off your phone. Just like, you know, maybe it could just make you more aware of what you're doing. Because I was like, I already said I'm not taking Twitter off my phone. I never check Facebook during the day, like very, very rarely. So I was like, I already told them I wasn't doing Twitter. And he was like, okay. He was like, I'm going to watch it, but I'm not going to pay attention. And then that motherfucker was paying better attention than I was by the end. So it was interesting and it wasn't surprising. I didn't take anything off because, again, I never check Instagram. I never check anything. Time Hop is a sham because I know I don't check it every day, but it still has my streak. But like I'm saying, it made me more aware. It made me more conscious. But a lot of that stuff I had already personally come to the realization about years ago or a year ago or, you know, at the time that it was starting to get more like unhealthy for me is when maybe it was even just early 2020, like with the debate stuff or the primary stuff. Like, I can't even remember at this point, but like there was a point where I realized like it was all getting very unhealthy for me and I was getting to be kind of a very angry person. So I did kind of remove myself from doing things. Like, I only basically check Facebook, you know, after the kids go to sleep at night, maybe once or twice a day, I'll pop in to see what's going on PO. And I was doing when Dennis had asked me to take a bigger role, but I, you know, generally don't check it to see what's going on, except for at like nighttime. But I do check Twitter because it's easy to scroll in like short characters. But even then, like, I feel like I've made myself more aware that I'm just kind of a healthier whatever. But yeah, none of it surprised me. They're all shitheads. They've ruined her. What's a little democracy amongst friends, right, guys? If we're all getting rich, that's my takeaway. But yeah, I don't know. Am I saying things that anybody wants to agree or disagree with?
No, I mean, I think that's totally like fine. Again, like, just because you watch the movie doesn't mean you need to like take everything off your phone. Some people do, some people don't. Some people do something in between. Everyone can have their own response.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, interesting to see. There's like a lot of stuff that like, yeah, I sort of knew before and knew certain things were not super healthy, but they sort of take it to like, it's almost like, I know what's going on in my world. And with the movie, you kind of see it on like the bigger picture, mm-hmm, a little bit, yes, more, and how everything,
yes,
affects like things at a larger scale. And that, mm-hmm, was,
yeah, I actually, I really appreciated that. The dude that plays Pete from Mad Men, AKA Rory Gilmore's husband in real life, was the AI. That was pretty fun.
Huh. Yeah. I sort of at first really kind of hated that they had these sort of like actor sequences, because I was like, is this an excerpt from another movie? Like,
right. Yeah.
I thought that was kind of a weird choice, but it turned out to be highly effective, a little manipulative. Like, I think it's like when it sort of like they take the young impressionable white dude like on a journey to the far right, it felt like a little like, okay, you're hitting me over, you're kind of doing what you're complaining that networks are doing to people.
So what you're saying is that could never happen in real life.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying,
because I got like a couple of cousins that
I'm just saying they were happened to. It was heavy handed is what I'm saying.
Okay.
That it, but was again, a little, I felt a little bludgeoned over the head with it.
But I did love that they called it though, the like the alt center. Is that what they were referring it to it as?
Something, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they weren't going to use alt right. Alt center is hilarious. Like,
I don't know.
It could be either.
Like I said,
I want everything to be right down the middle.
But I don't know which way it usually tends to, and it could be either, but it usually tends to go in one direction, and that's how.
But I mean, it could go, but
driving over to Wisconsin. Whatever. Yes.
But I mean, it could absolutely could go in different directions.
Sure.
Of course.
Yes.
But again, I guess it just goes to show like just how, you know, impressionable people in general are. Like, and it was talked about there. It was very interesting, like the psychology of people, like how, mm-hmm, the way our minds work and how impressionable that we are, and the things that trigger us and the things that, you know, get illicit reactions out of us versus the things that don't. But then, mm-hmm, you know, I have a friend. So I go geocaching with these two other women once a week, and you know, we socially distance and mask and all that, but one of them is like me. She's engaged. She knows what's going on. She also, like me, volunteered to work at the polls on election day slash, you know, during the early voting, or whatever. And she was like, did you get turned down? And I was like, I did. Because in North Carolina, so many people applied to work at the polls that they had to turn people away. Which
happened
I thought
in Massachusetts
was
too. Oh, my, yeah, brother's girlfriend, same thing. She applied to be a poll worker and got waitlisted.
Okay, because so anyway, so, and the other one, she is in the medical profession, but she is incredibly busy all the time. And she has said, even after RBG died, and the other one and I were talking about it, She was like, I don't know. I don't pay attention to anything. I don't pay attention. I don't know what's going on. You know, when we talk about it, like, that's actually one of the things that people like us take for granted, is that some people just don't, mm-hmm. they don't like the mud show. They don't like the, you know, whatever. They don't think it really affects their lives. They've accepted that if it does, it's going to be negative. And like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. that is, I mean, that's a big part of, you know, why we are where we are. But anyway, so yay, the polls are filled.
Well stocked with volunteers. Yeah. But that reminded me, I forgot to mention the other exciting thing that happened this weekend. Last political thing, I phone banked one more time.
Oh, nice.
I phone banked again. This time we were calling Texas.
Oh.
So it was a little less fun. It was a lot of hangups. Not going to lie. It was a lot of hangups. I got two Trump supporters that just full stop, like that wasn't going to be a conversation. Yeah. So most of it, I felt very disheartened and a little like, oh, this is exhausting. Why am I doing this? But my last two phone calls were really pretty great.
Oh,
The first one was a young man who was a teacher, and we were checking his voter registration. He was the first one that I actually like got to that point in the call, so I didn't realize that you're not supposed to actually do the whole process with them over the phone. You're just supposed to send them to the website and then keep talking. So we did the whole thing together over the phone.
Nice.
I was just so excited to talk to somebody who was going to vote for Joe Biden and like wanted to check their voter registration with me that we did the whole thing together.
Nice.
Spoiler alert. He is registered to vote. Great news.
Oh, good.
And then you know, you go through your spiel, like, do you want to volunteer? Do you want to sign up to volunteer? And he's like, you know, I really can't. You know, I'm like, you're a teacher. I get it. And he's like, but what I am going to do, now that I know how to do this process of checking my voter registration, I have a lot of seniors that I teach. I'm going to show them how to do it, too.
Awesome.
And, I
was like,
and then her heart grew 3 times bigger that day.
That's awesome.
And I was like, I was just so happy. I'm like, sir, you have made my day. Like, yeah, it was wonderful. And then the last person I talked to was a woman, and she was wonderful to talk to. She's like, yep, I'm voting. Like, all my friends are voting. I'm registered. Like, I've done all of it. And I think it was more like for me, because she, I forgot how we got on the subject, but she had sort of said that she's like, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm really hopeful for this election that things are going to work out. And I was like, I got to be honest with you. I'm really not. I'm really scared. And that's, you know, that's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm volunteering to do this, because I'm really scared and I need to put that energy somewhere. So I really, it's nice to hear you say that you're positive and you're hopeful. And I think I'm going to try and like take some of that and try and embody it myself. So it was a really great
That's
message
awesome.
To end on. It was something I personally really needed to hear, that Aww. There are people in really conservative pockets of the country that have probably no reason to be hopeful, and yet they're finding a way to stay positive. So it was a good lesson. It was a good lesson to learn.
So
that's wonderful.
It feels like a millennia ago,
doesn't it? Yeah,
it was. No, but that is awesome. Now we're 40 minutes into the political talk that we weren't going to do. Okay, so we had funniest poop stories and 100 most banned books, because it's banned book week. Do we want to go through the banned book week real quick and see if there is any that we want to plug?
Sure.
Okay. I couldn't say. Oh. Siri.
I couldn't say. I just couldn't.
There's a lot of books on here that I wouldn't have banned, which is funny.
Yeah. So these are books from the past decade.
Okay. Only. Decade. Okay. That explains a lot.
Yeah. And I thought there were some ones on here that were pretty interesting.
Okay. So when I look, just ones that pop out, 13 Reasons Why. I have read it. I own it. I don't love it because I don't think it's well written, but I wouldn't consider it like so problematic to ban it because the book doesn't glorify suicide the way that the show does.
I started watching the show and never finished.
Yeah.
But
I never started.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey should be banned because it sucks.
It's just terrible.
But I mean, if we're going if we're going by female orgasm, don't ban it because people need to read that. That shit is a thing.
Mm-hmm. The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie. Why was that banned?
I don't know.
Why was Captain Underpants banned?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Also, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I read that when I was in high school, and I just loved it. And I think they did a good job with the movie. Is it just that, like, any sort of difficult content is not okay?
Yes.
Right. I was curious about that one, too. I was actually going to point that out as well, because I love that book as well. I have not watched the movie. I've always wanted to. I think it's on Netflix now. So maybe.
You should. They did a good
maybe
job.
Maybe that'll be what I do this weekend.
Yes. I would say that it would be anything that's uncomfortable content, because there's a distinct difference between uncomfortable content and completely inappropriate, like, exploitative content.
Right.
You know, that I would say that there's a difference. Oh, look, The Hate U Give is on this list. I wonder why.
Yeah. Still need to read that. But also The Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, anything that's...
Hunger Games is on this list. Yeah. Not sure why about that, because we might be...
I mean, it is kids killing kids, but I don't think it should be banned.
Yeah, but I would think that you
understand.
In the life of Marlon Bundo.
I know. Oh, I love that book. Kolke sent that to us. Of Mice and Men, I actually just despise anything John Steinbeck has written. I just never liked any of his books. I don't know. Maybe it's me, but I fucking hate all of them. I've tried. I've really
tried.
Yeah,
not here for it.
I've never read him, and I live, like, in his birthplace. Well, near it.
Well, spoiler alert, Of Mice and Men, they killed the special needs person at the end.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. It's
so,
you know. Yeah. It's one of those books.
Nice and offensive.
Yeah. It's great. And by great, I mean not great. let's
see. The Color Purple, like, yes, that's some hard themes, but that is such a good book. And The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, I actually was given that book by a librarian, Alice. Why was that?
I have no idea. I've never read it. Well, let's see. 1984 is on this list, which is funny because 1984 is a pretty central theme to what we're going through right now.
Basically.
Yes.
Lolita is on this list. I've never seen Lolita, but, you know, it also inherently sounds problematic, to be fair.
It is, but it's so good. Yeah. And it's a really good book. And yeah, it really is. Obviously, the content is super problematic.
I'm really sad that
the
entire
Goosebumps series. That's, you know.
The entire Gossip Girl series is also bad.
Yeah, what?
I don't know why Goosebumps, though. Goosebumps is so good.
I think because, you know, it's the occult.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Diary of Anne Frank.
Yeah.
The Giver, which is actually one of my top five favorite books. I love The Giver. It's like, you know, a story of a child awakening from a cult and breaking free. I love it.
I don't know if I've actually ever read The Giver.
Oh, it's really good, actually. I haven't read it as an adult, so it could suck as an adult. But as a elementary school, middle school, high schooler, because I've read it multiple times, I really did love it. But as an adult, I'm not really sure. But I'm going to guess that, you know, it all still stands.
That book was read to us when we were in fifth grade. Do you remember when they used to, like, read to like get the classes together and sit down and the teacher would read? That's great.
It was
dyslexic. They did that well through my middle school years. It was just faster.
Oh, guys, look, number 69 to be banned is Go the Fuck to Sleep.
I saw that. There's a clear word.
That is a national anthem.
What a great piece of literature.
No, that's an anthem. There's no reason why that needs to be banned. Let's see. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. I feel like that does have themes. Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like there's themes in there that I do remember. You know, if somebody could just release, like, because the stories are fun. Like, if somebody could just release an edit, you know, a cleaner edit of that, cleaned up. I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of torn on that because there's a teachable moment there. Like, it was written that way because it was written a certain time, and it's not okay to say that. And so we can look back and critique it.
Right,
like Gone with the Wind, how, like, what was it, HBO pulled Gone with the Wind, and instead they decided to bring it back with a piece in the front where they could kind of talk about, like, the context, and it's not about erasing our history, it's about learning from it so that we can be better in the future. Yeah, so I think your point is well taken.
Yeah, and I agree. Because I do, like, inherently as a child, like the adventure stories that they got into. That was always very fun to read and watch the movies. Was it Jonathan Taylor Thomas that was in one of those?
JTT.
Right, wasn't he one of the Tom Sawyer books?
Him and Brad Renfro, right?
I think so.
The Tom and Huck.
Yes.
Missed that somehow. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love that movie. Oh, hey, speaking of 90s, like, heartthrobs, did anybody else see that Joaquin Phoenix and Rooney Mara had a baby boy and they named him River after River Phoenix?
That is beautifully normal.
I am so sweet.
Yeah, that's really wonderfully quaint. I like it.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say they named him, like, Purple Starshine or something.
No, they named it after his brother.
I just thought that was really sweet. That's very fitting. I also didn't know they were even a thing. So that's cool, I guess. They are a thing.
And, yeah, oh God, that's right. As Matt Treese said, Brad Renfro, rest in peace. God, so many people from those days are gone.
Yep.
Ugh. God, the 90s, man. We think the 2020 was terrible, which it is. But, gosh, the 90s really were tumultuous times for celebrities taken too soon.
I don't think Brad Renfro died in the 90s. I think he died fairly recently, yeah.
Really?
I mean, fairly recently.
No, I think you're thinking of one of the... You're thinking of one of the Corys, right?
Maybe you're thinking of one of the Corys. I don't know.
Oh, he died in 2008. Ah, wow.
Because I remember that. Because I remember, like, being in, like, the working world when that happened.
Yeah, he had a morphine overdose.
Oh, man, that sucks.
All right. Geez. Okay, any other books on here that we want to be like, why is that? Why is that bad? And I'll put the whole list in the show notes because I'm sure we're missing stuff. Let's see. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings is in this. Why?
Yeah.
Why is that banned?
I just read that finally.
Awakening by
Coach. I don't think I've actually read the whole thing either.
All right, just finishing the episode real quick because we're running kind of long. I don't know. Anybody else have anything that looks like it, I don't know, that pops out?
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Is that the book about 9/11? Through, like, the eyes of, like, a boy with on the spectrum? Am I thinking of the right book?
I don't know. We can look it up. Hold on, I'll look it up.
That's true.
No, you're right. It's based on 9/11.
Okay, that's what.
Okay, I will post that in the show notes. Like I said, moving on real quick. If we want to laugh, because I don't know, I feel like we all need to laugh someday. Today is the day we all need to laugh. I had found this BuzzFeed article that was "Tell us your diarrhea horror stories," which, you know. Going through the comments here, see, my baby son had digestive issues and produced poops the size and hardness of a cricket ball. I was changing him in the back of my friend's car. She filled up with gas. He wriggled, and the poop ball rolled out of the car. It literally bounced away. I looked for it amongst the other cars and people who were politely filling up. No one was freaking out like the giant boulder in the Indiana Jones scene. So I just left. Sorry to have found it. Okay. as the parent of somebody who also I understand. Poop balls are no joke, guys. Like, you don't realize.
I'm like, every... how big is a cricket ball? I can't remember. We only did that once in gym class.
Yeah. I...
Everybody, look.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Everybody poops, but it really, I feel like until you have, like, to clean up the poop, right? You don't understand, like, the types of poop. Because guess what? I can assure you right now that everyone in my family has a different poop style.
Why do you know Jay's?
Because I've seen it. I've seen everybody's poop. I just have.
Fair enough.
But like, I wouldn't have known everybody was different if I didn't have my kids. So I would imagine teachers also, you know, are well versed in it. Yeah. Okay, I haven't read this whole one yet, but we're going to go through this journey together. Where do I start? I have several horrifying poop stories. I was a high school senior, and I just got done with cross-country practice. Oh, this is how every good poop story starts in high school. Trust me. And I was in cross-country. And it's the middle of winter in Michigan. I walk home the whole time, pinching my cheeks to keep everything in. I get home, the door is locked. Panic sets in. I crawl through the doggy door at the back of the garage, but the inside is locked too. Now I am cramping and sweating and as well as panicking. I crawl back out the doggy door and waddle to the shed in the backyard. I live in a city, so it's the only right place nearby. And once I'm inside, I frantically search for something to poop in and find a flower pot. My aim only catches half, and I gotta scrape it together. I don't want my parents to find it, so I bury the poopy flower pot in the snow in the backyard. Later that night, my dad storms into the house. Who buried a poopy flower pot in the snow? The dogs have dug it up, rolled in it, and eaten it. It's a confess to my family.
Oh my god.
That's actually really funny. Okay. Okay, that's a good one. Okay. All right. I drank carrot juice for the first time while I was at work one night. 3 hours later, while driving home, the sudden urge of a juicy crap was brewing in my stomach. We've all been there. The nearest exit was a few miles up the road, and I was starting to sweat that I couldn't make it. You guys know the poop sweats, right? Like, everybody gets the poop sweats?
In dire times.
I get the poop sweats.
I don't know if I do. I'll have to think about it next time the situation arises.
Okay.
Because now that we're never more than like
right.
I know,
20
I
paces
know.
From our own Try personal to bathroom.
I know. I don't know what I'm...
It's a little different these days.
Look, as I told my coworkers, so we remember we changed offices in the very end of December, right? And we used to have a very, you know, big bathroom that the whole building used. And like my poop time was always around 10 o'clock after like coffee and breakfast was done. And, you know, I was telling my coworkers when we moved in, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Cause like there's only one bathroom now. And one of my coworkers is like adjacent to it. So she's going to hear if I like poop loudly or something. So I feel very uncomfortable pooping. I don't know what to do. And, everybody was like, don't worry about it, it's okay. I was like, I don't know, like I you're all just gonna know, like nobody knew before. And now that we've been home, like obviously the poop gods caused this pandemic to smile upon me to help me.
You can get on a different poop routine by the time you go back to the office.
No, I'm still on that same like around 10 o'clock poop time, and I just like 10 poop time, and I dread every single day. I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do when we go back, because like it is what it is, and like I don't know, I'm really scared. I'm gonna get
what
the poop
sweats. What if you
got
like a white noise machine for the bathroom?
We have the fan in there, but I'm more worried, like, you know, what if like it smells, not even the smell because of the fan, but like what if like poop guy gets stuck to the side of the toilet and like everybody knows whoever's in there last is the one that like pooped.
There's a lot of factors.
Yeah. Are there any other toilets anywhere, like even within short walking distance?
So yes, there's a Starbucks.
Starbucks.
There's
somewhere.
A Starbucks, and I have thought about that too. And I don't know. And Carmen, if you're listening, maybe you should at the board meeting next week. Maybe you should bring up an item for mandatory Starbucks breaks at 10 a.m. I mean, if you could do that, that would be great. I don't know what I'm gonna do. It's going to be awful. All right. So Sherry has a story about poop.
This is good. This is really good.
Okay. Can't remember who shared this story with me, but I definitely remember it. Two people were running. One really, really had to go to the bathroom and knew that he couldn't wait until he got home. So he quickly went between two bushes, went number two between two bushes. Right after he pulled his pants up, someone that they knew came around the corner with her dog. She noticed them and came over and chatted for a little while. The dog noticed the feces and went over to smell it and investigate it. Matter put in the bag and carried it off. When they were done with their chat, she turned and noticed what the dog was looking at. She said, "Oh my gosh." And she pulled out one of her doggy bags, shoved her hand in and scooped up that dude's poop, put it in the bag and carried it off. Oh my god, that must have been like, wow, my dog really can poop. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. This is a real story. I feel like this is one of those stories. It's like the, my friend was like house sitting the dead dog in the duffel bag story.
What is that story?
You've never heard this story. It's pretty sad, but it's like an urban legend.
Yeah.
That, you know, so it's always like a friend of a friend was told me this story that like their cousin or like their brother's girlfriend or whoever was like house sitting for their boss, and like their boss had this old dog, and like the old dog dies, and they like put it in a suitcase to like bring it to the vet, and then like, you know, they like meet someone on the bus or the train or like whatever, you know,
we're talking about poop.
However this version of the story is. And like someone,
this is
like
my good poop story right
the
here.
Suitcase, like punches them and steals the suitcase. And like,
okay, good.
You never heard that story?
No.
It's like, it's an urban legend.
It's a very interesting method of taking your pet to the vet. You're already dead pet to the vet.
Well, because they're already dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
In a suitcase.
Jay has a poop story. You should tell them about the time that you had the Circle K poop story, because that's my favorite. Remember when you were was it 401?
401.
Remember you had to poop so bad that you stopped in the Circle K, and every time we passed the Circle K,
it was the sheets.
Oh, the sheets.
I took a sheet and sheets.
Okay, so Jay and I were going kayaking for our second wedding anniversary.
It was our first wedding anniversary.
No, it was our second.
Kayaking was first.
It was our second. I was in the gold dress. I wore the gold dress for my second one.
All right, whatever.
Okay. Anyway, so Jay had to poop so bad that...
Like, we were literally going, and maybe we were only, like, 5 minutes from the destination. And I was like, I'm not going to make it. And literally, like, there was the sheets there. I was like, I'm going to take a sheet and sheets.
So, no, anytime we ever pass that sheets, which is, like, a good half hour from our house.
Yeah.
So we're not there very often. But anytime we pass it, we're like, hey, there's the sheets. You took a sheets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was like one of those just like, I just made it. A few seconds away from a ruined anniversary.
A commando anniversary. Because you could have washed yourself off in the river. We were kayaking.
It's like, well, those pants are gone. No, we made it. Anyways, enjoy your podcast.
I love you. I'll see you later. cool story, everybody. All right. I guess I should finish the poop sweat one, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll get the feedback. All right. Carrot juice, first time. Juicy poop, stomach, sweating like you wouldn't make it. As I was pulling to gas station to use the bathroom, my car hit a bump, and I crapped my pants. It was bad. I pulled behind the gas station. Pulled behind the gas station, took my pants and underwear off, and threw them in the bushes. Luckily, my gym towel was in my car, and I wrapped it around my waist until I got home. I was dry heaving with my head out the window the whole time.
Oh, poor thing. Oh, no.
Okay, guys, there's a gazillion of these of these stories that are actually all equally as funny. Maybe funny, I should hold
story.
On to
poop
these.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to these. We got to move on.
It's always funny.
We got to move on because we're getting long in the teeth. But I will 100% save this and read it at a very near future date. Does anybody else in the story, thank you, Sherry, for that awesome story. Does anybody else in the chat have one? We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Type it out for us if you do. And we'll be back in just a second. Everybody poops.
A gift to return to.
Yes. All right. All right. We're back during our pee/commercial break. We actually had a very lively Mariah Carey discussion about how much I still love her. And did you see that she released back in the mid 90s? She sang backup for a grunge band. And she released the track or shared the track or like on YouTube. I don't know, whatever. She shared the track and, you know, she was like, look, I couldn't truly say what I wanted to at the time when I was making pop music. And I had this opportunity to like, you know, grunge it up. So clearly I loved it and, you know, really wanted to do it. And yeah, it was, I don't know, it was really good times. Whatever. Anyway, me and Mariah go
I'm
back
fire.
Like... on fire. Anyway, all right. Feedback. Brian says, I know we don't believe in the friend zone, but since there is no reality and facts apparently don't exist, am I permitted to put America in the friend zone? I've known America a long time. We have been close in the past, but after learning more about her the last few years, I'm not sure that I want anything more than a friendship. You can't put America in the friend zone because I'm not sure who wants to be friends with America.
Yeah.
But I mean, if we had any redeeming qualities, maybe the people within it.
Yeah.
You know that, you know.
America is kind of like the Regina George right now. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
You can't sit with us, okay?
You can't sit with us. Stop trying to make white supremacy happen.
Except it's always going to happen.
Only it were that simple. Only you could just hit America with a bus and knock her down a few pegs.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
We don't laugh because it's funny. We laugh because it's sad.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm real sad now. I need another poop story.
Give me your love. Give me your love. Give me your love. Give me your love. Let's just go into a match what she said. Give me your love.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I can't control it.
We haven't had a problem giving it to her.
The only reason I keep these things on my phone is because that's the only time I look at them.
I can't take these off my phone.
It gives you a place to look.
Oh, boy. It would come in spurts, so this will just be a time in between spurts.
I went on that same ride with you.
It's really hard. I don't know. Use your best judgment.
I hope we can give it to her.
Man, we really wanted to give it to her last week.
Give it to her.
No. Sorry, that wasn't one. Just a commentary. Do it a little more. Do it a little bit more.
Do you want me to take it?
That is worth $27. That is worth $27.
Literally, they can fill that seat.
We try to keep it pretty tight to be mindful of everybody's time, especially on a night where it's going to start later than usual.
Let's just consider it.
Let's just consider it. We just, you know, want to make sure everybody is safe and having a good time and they're, you know, feeling respected.
Yeah, you know, as we do. All right, we're going to move on to the feedback portion of the show. And we actually are going to kick it off. Actually, all of our feedback is we've got voicemail from Maggie, two of them, three of them, and then an Andy update. So let's see what they had to say.
Hey, Brad, it's Maggie calling in to say hello and give two podcast recommendations because, you know, we need more podcasts to listen to. I really don't, but I'm going to give these show these anyway. I put a moratorium on myself of downloading new podcasts because I'm always behind, and unlike everything except the broadcast. So the two are, and they're both short-ish runs, less than 10 episodes for the season. So the first one, the most exciting one, is the Michelle Obama podcast, which is only on Spotify, but it's totally worth it. Even if you just listen to the first episode, which is just Michelle talking to her husband, which is amazing. And it just made me so happy and sad at the same time because I miss them so much. But it was great. And you can just tell at one point she makes a comment that she is totally tired of him in this pandemic, like just too much the other time. And he's just like not there, but it's just hilarious. She's super real. It's amazing. The rest of the episodes are really good. She has one with her brother, some of her friends,
a lot
about women and working and mentorship. And so, yeah, it's really, really good. And so I would suggest everybody go listen to that if they haven't. If they're like, no, less than each episode's less than an hour, usually about 15 minutes. And then the other one is a podcast that I can't even tell you where I heard about, but it's been very interesting. I thought the brides and some of the listeners would be interested. It's called Natal, and it is about having a baby while black. And it's been very interesting and very eye-opening because sometimes the doctors don't believe things going on with women, with black women in these stories, and it's just like, you're just like, oh, my God. It's very interesting. It's a very different perspective and something I haven't really heard. But not having kids or anything, I don't. Yeah. But so it would kind of be interested for someone else I know to listen to it who has had kids or something. So call you or anybody else that's you. No. But yeah, just two podcasts kind of about women by women that are super awesome and wanted to share. And I've been meaning to call them in for like weeks. But I would forget to do it on Tuesday, and then I'd be like, oh, I forgot, and then I'd just forget until next Tuesday. So, yeah, so it's been this vicious cycle. So I hope you ladies are doing well. I'm on my lunch break for virtual learning. I actually get a lunch break.
Yay!
That's, like, one of the things I like about virtual learning is I actually get a lunch break. And I had to run to the store. So I don't normally really get a lunch break. In the before times and in the normal times.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make an executive decision right now.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So, yeah, no, we're back.
Okay. I'm going to go into a loud voice now. I'm making an executive decision. I can't get Maggie's next voicemail to load, so I'm going to just read the transcript in Google Voice. Here we go. I know I was rambling. You're welcome. I knew I was rambling too long. I was just trying to end it too, and it cut me off, but I had to call back because you ladies would not want to have a voicemail without a provide, so I can't wait to listen to your show, and the Bates will be interesting tonight. Talk to you soon.
Okay, so I actually listened to this before the show.
How accurate is that?
That's hilarious. She said that we wouldn't want to have a voicemail without her saying a bye-bye. So she called back to say bye-bye. So it's kind of ironic that then that part wouldn't load and also didn't come up correctly on the Google transcript.
Damn it, Google.
Damn it, Google. All right. Well, you know, there was nothing they could harvest of our data to advertise to us from that last email. So clearly they didn't prioritize it. All right. One more email. One more voicemail from Maggie about the debates. Here we go. Oh, my God. Please play.
Hey, Amanda, yes. Sandy, and Colleen. It's Maggie. Yeah, I don't think you guys recorded it last night, aka the first presidential debate night, and I just really can't even, I got nothing, other than they needed a mute button, because I can keep my preschoolers in line with a mute button. Mute button works on 4-year-olds. It could work.
Okay, I got to pause this right here and acknowledge the fact that Maggie is also comparing Donald Trump to a child.
Yep. If the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits, wear it.
If New York's in debt, why should Virginia bear it?
Yep. There you go.
I mean, that's wrong, but okay, continue. Sorry. Yeah. I could not say it.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
I just got nothing there. I said a lot of voicemail. I wasn't doing new podcasts. And I found one today that definitely going to do listen to and thought you ladies would like to. It's called You and Me Both with Hillary Clinton. It just started yesterday. There's two episodes that were released yesterday. Tuesday, September 29th. What day is it? I have no idea.
What are days?
It's pretty cool so far. I just listened to the trailer, which was good. The first one has a few different people on it, and it's about faith. The other one's about called Vote. So yeah, it's You and Me Both with Hillary Clinton, and I thought you ladies would like it. And I will talk to you soon. Bye bye.
There we go. Bye-bye. We got our vote.
We still got it.
We still got one.
I feel like
title for a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and me both. That's so clever.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do too. Thank you for all the recommendations, Maggie, though. I don't know if anybody has. So I've never listened to it before this week, but the podcast Reply All, actually, this past week, the week of what? The 21st? The 28th? I don't know. I think it was the week of the 21st. They released an expose, actually, of QAnon. And they believe that they have figured out the person that is currently in control of the QAnon account. And what makes it so funny is, and sad and disgusting, is the whole story, just from like top to bottom, and the circumstances that got to, you know, how it all like went down. But it really is just a crazy experiment in human psyche, and they credit that the appearance of one of the like crazy QAnon people on InfoWars being like turning point of them going mainstream, and that has led us directly to where we are now as a nation. And it's definitely worth a listen. They make it very clear that they do not have solid proof that the person that they deduct is currently running the QAnon account is QAnon, or is Q rather, but it's a really good just like look at 4chan and 8chan and all of those toxic websites that did lead us to QAnon and where we are as a country. I know the Tea Party led us to where we are as a country because a bunch of people couldn't accept the fact that we had a black president because they were racist motherfuckers, and here we are. But like, it got worse because of some of those websites. Just they brought a little bit of people in, and then they took it mainstream. And it's really interesting. It's just really interesting. An episode. It's not like some like gotcha kind of expose, but it's really just interesting in general, like how something takes off. So I would actually very much recommend anybody in my recommendations to just check out that episode of Reply All. I know a lot of people love that show too. So subscribe to that and let's do it after you listen to us.
Nice.
Anybody else have anything about Maggie's email, voicemail? Sorry. No.
Thanks, Maggie, for the recs. I'm also, I was so behind on podcasts, and I'm like little by little, I'm catching up, and I'll do like one podcast at a time. So I'll end up listening to like 10 episodes of the same podcast. Yeah. And once I get through that, I'll move on to the next. Yeah. I'm feeling accomplished.
Nice. Yeah. You're doing better than me. I'm just like 12 weeks behind just about everything. And it's like, maybe someday I'll catch up.
All right. Final email. Thank you, Maggie, for that. Our last email is from Andy.
All right. So this week in Andy's social distancing, Andy writes in, Hey, broads. Hopefully we're in better spirits now than we were a week ago. Well, Andy, a lot of poop talk later. Yes. Yes, indeed. Of course, we can still be that mix of sad and angry we've been since 2016, but we must always move forward. Persist isn't just some hashtag you use to sound rebellious and cool. It's a state of mind, especially in this crazy year. No updates as usual, but I heard in the news that a condom manufacturer in Vietnam got busted for washing 300,000 used condoms and selling them as new.
Gross.
But I don't know if we need any more nauseating news after the debates. I also heard about a dating website for anti-maskers, but fuck those people. Not in that way.
I don't know. That might be like Darwin.
Right.
Andy continues, the website's probably called fuckusinthefacedumb or something like that. Glad my last email gave you a little hope. Like we've talked about in our correspondence, while things can be bad in the moment, the possibilities of the future are limitless, and there really isn't an end besides the one we don't want to get to anytime soon. We just got to keep persisting. Hashtag, I'm persisting 6 feet from hers, Andy.
Agreed.
Well put.
We kind of commented as we went along.
Yeah, we commented in real time.
Yes. It's more of a conversation that way.
It is. I like it to feel that way. It's more fun. Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right. We got to wrap this up, but maybe I'll finish with one poop story. Why not?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Again, I haven't read any of these, so here we are. Trying real. Oh, this one's about cheerleading tryouts, so it's got to be great. Okay.
Oh man.
It was the day of my cheerleading tryouts, and I was the only freshman in high school. So I wanted the only freshman in high school. That sounds bullshit right away, but whatever. There's poop, so I am the prize.
Maybe the only freshman trying out for the team.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably what it was. So I wanted to be on the team so badly, so that I could make friends easily. Before it was my time to go in front of the coaches to audition, I got an awful pain in my stomach, and I knew I had the poopsie doopsies. and there was no way I was going to have enough time to run to the bathroom because that day the school was under construction and all we had access to was the cafeteria where they had the cheer audition. By the grace of God, I was able to get through my entire cheer, even though it felt like the shit was going to fall on my ass. But after the audition, I ran outside to head to the opposite side of the school to use the bathroom, but on my way there, my ass just gave up, and I felt myself letting go in my pants. So I squatted behind the wall where there was no one that could see me, or at least I thought. When I looked up, one of the girls was in her car staring right at me with a what the fuck face. Making this short,
oh, no.
I did make it to the bathroom and no one saw me. And I made the cheer team, but I had to wait 20 minutes for my mom to come and get me with shit in my pants. Good times.
It gets better.
It does. Nobody remembers it at some point.
Yeah, at least it was freshman year. No one will remember.
Yeah.
You were the only freshman. None of your classmates saw it. It's fine. Yeah.
Mm. Somebody's going to TikTok something stupid. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. Next Monday, October 5th, we are going to have our broad topics again. There is a lot to talk about, as we've already discussed. Let's be honest. There's going to be a lot to talk about still next week. So we hope that you will all join us to talk about it. We'll be October 5th, 10 p.m. over Zoom. The link is the same link that has been sent out several other times by now. But we hope that you'll join us. We'll post it in the Facebook group. I know, we'll post it places. Email us if you would like to join us. We would love to have you join us. I think it's always great when there's, you know, the more the merrier. We would love to have you join us. If you would like to shop through the Amazon affiliates link, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters. Thank you for being a patron. If you are if you would like to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/janejack or go to janejack.com and click on the become a patron link on the upper right hand corner of the page. Thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rigner Tech from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Greg the Gray, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Thank you to everybody that showed up tonight on our very last minute surprise live show. Thank you, though. We appreciate it. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy, do whatever you can, and we will talk to you next week. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Chandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.